Dr. Abram here with a thought for the day. I just started going back to the gym. Yay, me. So I enrolled and I was so excited because I said, hey, I've got some goals, right? I want to increase my endurance. I want to sleep better. I want to trim some fat, right? Do some weight loss, get in shape, have better overall health. That's one of my goals for 2018 and beyond, just for life transformation. And it was awesome to get dressed and to get up there, and I was excited, and I'm in the gym, and then I met up with the trainer, and they're doing an assessment, just kind of checking me out, measurements and weights. But then it was time to get to work, and they had me do some stretches, then I had to get down and do some crunches, then I had to do some leg exercises and some stepping and some leg lifts, and I had to get on some machines, and then I had to flick some big heavy ropes, and I mean halfway through I'm sweating, I'm tired, I'm hurting. First day back in the gym after being away for so long, it was difficult, and I was in pain. And I had to ask the trainer to just give me a second, and he's like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, just a little lightheaded. I think I need to sit down." And I was tempted to start making excuses to try to give myself a little ease, right? But then I had to remember, this is what I wanted. This is what I was asking for. I said I want life transformation. I said I needed to get in shape. I needed to start back working out. When that trainer did the initial assessment and asked me what my goals were, I said I need to increase my endurance. I need to do, XYZ. And so what I think is sometimes we go into things and we don't really know what we want. We think we know, but we don't really know. Or we think we've assessed what it's going to take and what the cost of that is going to be. And we really have not made a true assessment of what it's going to take to reach that goal. So let's use this example of my gym experience and just apply that to whatever your business is, whatever your vision is, if it's ministry, whatever that project is, whatever it is that's in front of you right now. Make sure you make a full and accurate assessment of the cost, right? Count the cost. It's a biblical principle, that scripture. Count the cost. Make sure you know exactly what it is you're getting into. Make sure you know what it's going to cost to make that happen, financially, right? You want to look at the time commitment, human resources. Can you do it alone? Will you need to employ others? Will you need volunteers? Will you have to pay someone? Will you be on Fiverr looking for experts? Really think through what it's going to take to make that next big something happen. That way, you're not blindsided by things you just didn't think about. Nothing pops up and you say, oh, wow, didn't cross my mind. Take the time now, have some foresight. Think about all of those things. And that way, you give yourself a better chance of being prepared and actually being able to see that thing through. All right, talk to you next time.